This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about why narcissists hurt people. Why narcissists might hurt you, even if you have done nothing to them. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to episode 1001 of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. Y'all, 101. 1001. New year, new me. yes. So, narcissistic people. Why do narcissists hurt people? Why do narcissists hurt you when you haven't done anything to them? When the only thing you've done to them is try to love them. So, these are my thoughts, y'all. These are my anecdotal thoughts. But this is my mind, yo. When I get to sit by myself sometimes, I just think. Sometimes somebody will ask me a question, and I'll just ponder that question for a long time. And somebody asks me, it's like, why do they hurt us when all we try to do is love them? Like, why do they hurt us? Like, all I try to do is love my ex, and he just went above and beyond to ruin my life, to hurt me, to make me cry, this, that. One of the main reasons that a narcissistic person will try to hurt you. Like, this is my, again, y'all, let me say this again. These are just my thoughts. I could be wrong. I'm open to being wrong. I'm open to disagreements. You understand? Y'all got it? Okay, let's hop into it. So, this is how my mind works. I think that a lot of narcissists hurt people that trigger memories of their childhood. Trigger memories of the time when they went through stuff. Trigger memories of the time that they went through, possibly the childhood trauma that made them narcissistic, you know, possibly in that space right there. These are just my thoughts on it right here, because again, y'all, I could very well be wrong, but this is how my mind works on this thing right here. Like, a lot of narcissistic people end up hating, like, a lot of narcissistic men end up hating women because women remind them of their mother who was abusive towards them or neglectful towards them or didn't validate them, didn't give them the love and affection that they wanted as a child, right? You see what I'm saying? With that space right there. Didn't give them anything that they wanted and needed. So they grow up with this internal hatred and the trauma, and they treat you badly because you remind them of their mother. Like, they hold on to the memories of their trauma, like their childhood trauma, their childhood wounds. They take them out on you just because you chose to love them. You didn't do that. You might not have done anything wrong to this person. You just picked this person to love, or that person chose you and y'all fell in love or whatnot. That happens. And then within this space, they started treating you terribly because you remind them of a childhood wound. Like, you remind them, their inner child of the narcissist is taking it out on you. And no, like I said, the first example I gave was a narcissistic man hating women. It could be a narcissistic woman hating women. It could be a narcissistic woman hating men because their father, you know, a narcissistic mothers and fathers exist. Gender is irrelevant in this toxic equation right here, but it does play a role. Like I said, it could play a role in it. Whoever hurt me as a child, I might see them in you as an adult. So I take it out on you. You were like, every time I'm around you, like, you know, that could be what attract, that might attract, that attracts some people to the narcissist, because you were, the narcissistic person reminds you of maybe your toxic parent that you grew up with. The same thing could be true on the narcissistic side. You could remind them of the person that abused them. And they just get attracted to it and they love bomb you and they get into this space with you. And then they realize you triggered them. And again, y'all, this is not me blaming you. You're just existing. Your existence becomes a trigger for that narcissistic person. You know, your existence or you being in this space becomes triggering to this toxic narcissistic person. So they treat you badly because they haven't healed their inner child. If y'all been following me for any discernible time period, you know, y'all know I talk a lot about the damaged inner child of a narcissist. That's like, I hammer away at that because it's so true. Narcissistic people typically walk around and run around with these damaged inner children, and they just take it out. They hurt other people because of it. They hurt you because they are hurt. They're hurting themselves. You know, they take it out on you because they themselves are going through some pain themselves. Like, they haven't healed from their own childhood wounds or the things that affected them in their youth and whatnot. So they take it out on you. You get the brunt of it because you are here. You know, you are here with me, so I take it out on you. You know, I harm you because you are present. Like, you are the person closest to me, so you get it the worst. You remind me of this old person. You see what I'm saying? Y'all know the old Usher song, you remind me. You know, you remind me of a girl that I once knew. And that girl that he once knew could be his mom. So he could be taking it out on you. But I know what people are going to say when you hear this. But Lee, he actually has a good relationship with his mom. Or she actually has a good relationship with her mom or dad or whatever, whoever it is. They actually have a good relationship with their parents. It doesn't mean that they don't have trauma. You know? It doesn't mean that there's not trauma there because they have a good relationship in your eye. Doesn't mean that there wasn't any type of abuse or trauma, because toxic narcissistic parents like to put on a good act in front of people. You know, they want to make it seem like this mom or this dad couldn't be abusive in any way, shape, or form. Like, I don't see that. They're just so bubbly. But y'all understand. Y'all have dealt with toxic narcissistic parents before. Y'all might have toxic mother-in-laws or toxic father-in-laws, and y'all understand, like, damn, this is why my partner act the way that they act, because they got raised by that. And that allows y'all sometimes in these spaces to start not making excuses for the narcissist, but you start looking at it in a different way. You know, you start feeling a different way about the situation and whatnot. But that could be one of the reasons why narcissistic people hurt you, you know, because of the childhood wounds, because of the things that they experienced in their childhood that they haven't healed from. They just relive it through you because you might trigger them the way you act, the way you present yourself, the way you look, you know, maybe your name or something like that. That reminds them of the childhood trauma. And let me go ahead and say this. Like, I know people like to twist things. This is not me trying to justify anybody getting treated in a bad way. You know what I'm saying? This is not me trying to justify any toxic ass behaviors. That's not what I'm trying to do. You got what I'm saying? This is not me trying to justify any toxicity going on. This is me just trying to let y'all know that this is what happens sometimes in these toxic relationship spaces. This is how it goes. Like, they might try to manipulate you. They might try to take it out on you. They might try to harm you or hurt you because of things that they experienced in their youth. And there's nothing you can do about it. This is something that they have to want to work on themselves. This is something that they have to face themselves. I'm not telling you to leave this person. But I'm just saying, if they're not willing to work on it, this is who you're going to be dealing with. This is him. This is them. This is they're showing you that you're going to be dealing with this. This is who you're going to be dealing with. You're going to be dealing with me, this version of me, for the duration of our relationship. If you can handle that, sign a dotted line. If you can't handle that, continue, you know, go somewhere else. Because this is where it goes, y'all. This is what happens a lot of times within these spaces, these relationship dynamics. It just does. So this is what I'm just telling you right now, that, like, if y'all have dealt with a narcissist or a toxic person, whoever, like, this could be one of the reasons they hurt you, because of their childhood, unhealed, open childhood wounds that they have to work out, you know, that they have to work out, they have to take on you. Another reason, y'all, they could treat you badly because you're close to them. Like, you know too, like, y'all, you know too much. And I know it sounds ridiculous, like, you know too much, like, they told you. You've been with them for years, so you know so much. They might have been vulnerable, you know, they might have been vulnerable with you at first, but now they've shut off, they've closed themselves off and whatnot, because there's a lot of different things going on within this space. Like, I just want people to be as safe and as strong as possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where my mind goes. My mind goes into being safe for y'all, being strong for y'all, y'all understanding, like, who you're dealing with, what you're going through. You know, because, like, they could just be hurting you because you're close to them. They could be hurting you because they're sadistic, and they could get pleasure from your pain. They get pleasure from hurting you or making you cry or upsetting you, or you know, your reactions could give them pleasure. So be very, very careful when somebody is hurting you and they seem like they're doing it on purpose, because sometimes they do it on purpose, y'all. I'm not saying that it's never intentional, but sometimes it's not intentional. This is just their second nature. But the impact is important. Matter of fact, look at my shirt. My shirt says impact. Look, impact over intent. Y'all know you can't read it. I got the mic on there. But impact over intent. Like, the intentions might not be to hurt you, but the impact was you got hurt. Because they don't want to do anything to work on their behavior. So this is who you're going to be dealing with. So this is what I try to convey to people. Like, this is your person. This is the person you're going to be with. Because most of them will not go to therapy and put the work in and change their behaviors. And whether or not they go to therapy and change their behaviors or put any type of work in has very little to do with you. Again, let me say this. It has very little to do with you. So you have to protect yourself, protect your peace, and protect yourself in these spaces right now. You know, because a lot of narcissistic people out here, even though they might not be meaning to hurt you, if they're continuously hurting you, y'all, in the mind of some narcissists, they don't think it's that bad because you might continue to stay with them. Hey, if it's that bad, if it's that toxic, why are you staying with me? You know, if you really don't like me, or you really hurting, or you really in some type of pain, then why are you with me? You don't have to be with me, you know? So they'll say that type of stuff to try to justify their abuse towards you. And yes, some people are aware of their abuse. That's why they try to hide it. If they didn't know that they were hurting you, why would they try to hide it? Why don't they want you talking to people about what's going on? Unless it's good, you know? So there's something you want to be wary of as well, y'all. Anyways, y'all, I hope this video brought you some clarity. Hope it brought you some peace. Y'all, I'm actually thinking about turning my office into like a studio where I actually have guests for my podcast in studio in North Carolina. So if y'all in North Carolina, y'all want to be on the podcast, you want to just do it live, in-person interview, you know, just shoot me an email. Just say, I'm in the Hillsboro dorm area. So just let me know. I'm trying to get it popping, y'all. Anyways, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.